Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week. And if you got that whiff of vampire off of you from last episode, then I think we should be ready to get into this week's episode of Critical Hit. So, Brian, lead us into the darkness of Haze of Shadows here.
Well, last time
on Critical Hit.
Yes.
Wait, hit play on your Morrissey playlist right now, Faithful Spoilerites.
Okay. So, yeah, we had something of a midnight war meeting of various groups. So, quite a few people were up, probably later than accustomed. Some of them were up as accustomed, but already were coming off a long day. So, I'm guessing a lot of people are pretty tired.
I don't get tired.
So I guess
Vengeance doesn't sleep. Vengeance takes no vacations.
Sleep
Vengeance
is for the
eats
dead.
No street stocks.
I am dead.
No, so are you.
Dead. You're undead.
We're both dead, Rob.
We're both undead, sir.
It's the same thing.
No.
No, that's why it's there's different. An un in front of it, sir.
Okay, don't sir me, because I know that means jack wagon.
No, if I'm going to call you a jackwagon, I'll just use your name.
Wow.
And wow.
I went, whoa. I almost feel bad.
Fortunately, so I'm crashing with a vampire, apparently.
Yes, so you go back and crash with Klaus.
Or clash with Klaus.
What is Klaus's haven set up like?
Just a simple apartment, simple basement apartment, 2-bedroom, no decorations or anything, decently furnished, but not amazingly, just about as nondescript as possible.
Cool.
How many rooms?
You said 2 bedrooms?
Two bedroom. Okay. Yeah. So you got
so 4 rooms.
Is there actually like a bed in the second bedroom, or is it like used as an office or
stack
something?
Stack of bodies.
I have other places to deal with that, sir.
A
red
knife. It's a guest coffin.
Yeah, pretty much. Now it's furnished for the occasional person who ends up having to spend the night.
He keeps plenty of cookies and orange juice around.
Nice. I like typing kit.
I need vitamin C. Cookies make the blood sweeter.
I will. So, yeah, she'll just be like, thanks a lot.
Yep.
I'm going to pass out now.
All right. He'll grab a couple extra blankets and toss them to you.
Thank you. I will set up the wards that I had at my sanctum around this guest room and go to sleep.
Just in the bedroom?
Yeah.
All right. So, Alana falls asleep, probably pretty hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I assume Higginsbottom is also hard asleep.
Fast asleep. Yeah, he's fast asleep. He's been known to stay up late. Just because he's old doesn't mean he can't function.
He did get woken up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's true. So he didn't want to go back to bed.
Yeah. Plus, I'm already in my pajamas.
Yeah. He spent all of last episode in his bunny slippers.
No, just regular slippers.
Just regular bunnies.
Yep, just regular bunnies.
So, yes. So I think unless anyone has objections, night will come to an end. For the most part, probably. Got something?
Oh, I'm deliberating which side I'm going to end up on.
Now that you're here.
Well, you do have my number.
I do. but I also don't necessarily want you to know where I live.
Are you not listed in the phone book?
No.
You proxy, comma, the.
You kind of have to have a...
I'm in the white pages under Heck and Tarnation. It's Kansas.
Yeah.
All right. So. Night moves on by. Probably a while before most people are getting up. I'm guessing most likely the proxy being the one that had the availability to get a decent night's rest is most likely the one that's up bright and early.
Yep. What day is it?
Sunday.
Sunday? Okay. Yeah. Just gonna go about my business throughout the day.
What is a typical Sunday business?
Sunday's probably pretty light. I think there's kind of some amount of shopping, like it, you know, around like the like downtown Hayes, and also kind of a see and be seen kind of thing. You know, saying hi to like local business owners and things like that, and talking to them, you know.
Nice.
Getting their measure for when we run them out of town. No. Not all of them.
Some of them look too delicious.
Yes. Some of them have useful souls. But yeah, just kind
some of them will be staying forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah, just you kind know. Of out and about. Man about town. About a boy, you know.
Well, as you wander about town, you do are approached by a woman wearing a conservative suit. Conservative.
Do I recognize her?
No, it's not one, you know, she, thin build, straight, long blonde hair. She walks up to you and it's like, I think it's, about time we met. I'm, Susan Clark. You, might also, know me as Eliphas.
Do I know that name?
Don't know. You might give me a bit of face to a name.
How's that spelled?
Eliphas.
I'm gonna. I miss.
Ooh. Okay. So yeah, no. This is not someone you know. You do kind of get the impression that they kind of were hoping that you would know them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be a little put off by your, basically not hurting.
I definitely try to play it off like I've been really busy lately and I'm sure it'll come to me.
Okay. Well, anyways, I have been wanting to try to stay independent in situations, but it does seem that the group that I have been a part of has seemed to have been a bit thin recently. And
what group is that?
Jenny Craig.
Not so much. We're kind of an official organization, used a local honor society as something of a cover. And we've hit on some hard times recently. So basically, I'm coming to an offer. I know you've had some interactions with an individual named Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh. You have Ian after you.
Yes.
Oh, were you all part of that whole, what was his name? Niberia's debacle?
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately, we did try to get ourselves an additional lackey, largely using Ian as the vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And that did not work out. Ian does not seem to be taking the situation well. And so I am offering my services to you as a companion, as an ally, in exchange for your protection.
That sounds just fine. Excellent. We will try to keep Ian away from you.
Great. Great. Would you have anywhere I could stay to...
Probably. We can figure something out. Just give me a few minutes.
All right.
Is it absolutely imperative that you stay in Haze?
Yes. Unfortunately, I do seem to be pretty well bound to the area.
Mm.
Unfortunately, the ritual that we were enacting was supposed to bind Niberius and his vessel to us, and then the flubbing kind of has worked in a way.
I see. Give us just 1 second. We have to make arrangements.
Thank you.
I'll get a phone number or something.
All right. Yeah, she gladly gives it to you.
Okay. Yep, I'll try to figure out, someplace. What do you do? Like as a meat-based creature?
Right now I'm kind of in between situations. I did manage to have some deal of savings, but unfortunately having to hide out has...
Well, but what is your training in? Did you go to school or yep. Did your vessel go to school?
Yeah, she did predominantly human resources seems to be my focus.
The proxy straight up like cackles. Of course. We might bring you on as an advisor or a sort of somebody who scouts local talent. We'll figure something out.
All right. That would be fantastic.
And yep, I'll go about, basically through Soul, like set her up somewhere.
All right.
And like get her an apartment in town or something like that.
All right. Yeah, she gladly accepts this and is very much in your debt.
Okay. And yep, I'll just go about, I'll make sure that it happens. So I'll, call people up and being like, hey, Chuck, sorry to get you out of bed, but I know you're going to go golfing today, but I really need you to do something for me, blah, blah, blah. And then once that gets passed off to the next person, hey, Janine, I know you probably just getting out of church, but, just follow up.
All right, yeah, you get the wheels moving and are able to get her a position with not too much effort.
Okay, yep, and I'll get her Basically, I'll try to get her set up somewhere. Because I'm guessing a lot of SoulSoul employees are around a particular place. You know, like, you know, the company showed up and they're probably like renting whole apartments or, you know, like two or three or four or five houses in a row. So I'll try to get her set up somewhere where there's usually going to be people around rather than, you know, being like, oh, this is like halfway to Shinshin.
Okay. Yeah, you can definitely set her up with an apartment where they have effectively just bought out the complex. And yeah, and she's extremely grateful. Promises to be there bright and early tomorrow.
Fantastic. I'll tell her where to go and go about my business.
All right. So continue about your business, wandering around.
Yep. Just kind of, again, mostly being seen, being a productive member of society. You know, while I'm simultaneously plotting its downfall. I mean, that's what I do during the day. Indeed, as evening starts to roll around, I'll probably place some other calls, but if you want to pass the ball somewhere else, I'm...
Yeah, sounds good. So the day does tend to go on. It's probably about the midday when many people are probably groggily getting along. Basically, Alana's able to rest up and basically heal up from the previous day's confrontation with the previous magical and mundane medical aid. And
sweet. So am I like fully healed now? I still had two harm on me.
Oh, did you? Go down to one then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only one R.
Still a little tender and beat up. But
yeah, being flayed by a demon will do that to you.
But out of one shot range.
Yes.
True.
Yeah.
Two shots will do it.
It'll take a minute to kill you this time.
When I wake up, if Klaus is still around, I will thank him very much for his hospitality.
Is Klaus around?
Head out.
Klaus will be in his room, probably sleeping. Sleeping.
Hanging by his toes.
Now,
the closet.
Then I will just, make my bed, and write a little note that says, like little thank you note, and head out.
Any
particular? My idea was to effectively attempt to investigate a place of power being like haze. Like I'm trying to figure out what's being done here. Like I have a theory that like there's a weakening of effectively the borders between earth and hell, and I'd like to kind of basically do a survey of the area to try to confirm that.
As someone who lived there for 15 years, the border between earth and hell is much weaker in that area.
Haze is a liminal space. It really is.
Definitely so much.
Now, I'm trying to think, because largely, I mean, that is pretty much the way of it. And I'd say you pretty much don't even need to really roll for that, because I think you've got enough firsthand experience and situations to know that. Yes,
firsthand brother.
Yes. With your own doings and others, that definitely seems to be the case, that basically the veil between worlds seems to be weakening, and there's definitely basically good channel between here and places beyond that seem to be allowing more than the normal amount of badness through.
There's a buttload of ghosts in that burned out alley downtown.
Yeah, like, so specifically, like, are there any, I guess, anchor points, like anything that is it letting anything through or letting things through from like particular other realms? Like, is it easier for like, say, powerful fae to get through too? Or
I mean, they might. I mean, it's definitely seems to be basically a pathway to hell.
Sure.
And it still takes some cool. effort to pull them through, but not. Yeah, I mean,
not nearly so much as it should be.
Yes.
It's great.
Enough where perhaps the wrong intonement now and again is enough to attract an attention and pull one over, as you may have seen with young Deo. Yep.
And this cool. is just the entire city, right?
That the she's entire kind of, city.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It seems to be just pretty much the vicinity of the city. There doesn't seem to be a particular focal point where the
like,
energies.
There's like a specific hell mouth under the high school.
No, nothing like that. Nothing underneath the high school library or anything.
Yeah, something around that buffalo statue is a big thing.
How would I go about fixing this?
Burn it to the ground.
For the most part, what you'd probably have to do is send many of the things back.
Mm.
Their presence here do seem to be causing an unstabilizing force. And unfortunately, having enough of these things over here is allowing this gap to get wider, basically.
Fair enough. Then I guess maybe the next step would be more like almost like a hit the streets to try to figure out if there's any components that I haven't put together yet between besides the proxy and the Court of Blood, or possibly even to figure out where those tendrils are extending specifically so I can create a plan for rooting them out. Hmm.
Is there someone specifically you're going to want to try to go to?
That's a good question. Yeah, I'm going to talk to Karani, seeing as she was also investigating this same subject. So maybe the two of us can put our heads together with what we both know and start coming up with a game plan of what demons need to be removed to get things back to normal.
Well, yeah, you can get with Karani. Yeah, go ahead and give me that roll with
Hit power. The streets with wild or with power. Or? With okay,
power. Yeah, sincere. Going cool. to Karani. Partial success. Partially. Yes. Yeah. So you are able to get with her, talk with her. She again just kind of basically confirms your suspicions that. Yeah, it sounds like that is exactly what's going on here. She doesn't seem to be aware of any specific further presences here beyond basically the proxy and Ian and and the Lynx and well mm-hmm. and presumably, although she has not been able to particularly identify or locate the individual, but anyone else that was involved in Ian's situation.
Sure.
And yeah, for the most part, she is just awfully busy, you know, basically mobilizing her own troops. And yeah, they've really were kind of here trying to try to broker a peaceful resolution to the situation. But
good luck with that at this point.
Yeah, the more you talk with her, the more that she agrees and becomes really apparent that that is probably not going to be feasible. And although her group isn't particularly a martial group, they are willing to do what they can to fight and prevent basically this place going to hell.
Fair enough. Cool. Does that count as a successful move, faction move with power then?
Yes, that's good enough. I mean, it doesn't even have to be successful when you're making these moves. So,
oh,
yeah.
Sure.
So yeah,
just making them count, that means I get some. Yep, which means I advance. So I will consider what I buy.
Well, so do you know what you want for the advance?
That is going to be my fourth advance, so I can't get the advanced advances yet, sadly.
Close.
So close. Let me get back to you on that, if that's okay.
Okay. We did have... did not Professor Higginsbottom hit an advance last time?
He did.
Have you decided?
I did. Looking through this through the phone cap scans on of the Book of Knowledge, I have discovered Erase the Sham.
Oh.
When you suffer enough harm to kill you, you choose to shut down for the remainder of the scene instead of taking any harm. In this state, you suffer no additional harm, nor can anyone detect that you're still alive. You perceive everything that takes place around your body, and you can reawaken at will. If someone dismembers you or attempts to destroy your body, your flesh will knit itself back together upon revival, even if it has to travel great distances to be reunited.
So,
what playbook's that from?
From the
Vessel.
Vessel, yeah, yeah.
That's the like Frankenstein monster.
Or Golem.
Yeah,
or just,
I don't have that book.
But I kind of figure that as a old man, hey, this might be useful to me.
So yes, the professor digs deeper into this book and its dark secrets, and
some good stuff to be found. I mean, like, good as in useful, like first, not as good as in this is evil, this is pure evil.
Yeah,
this first is dark secret: when somebody hits you hard enough, just pretend you're down.
Yep.
Well, and this is definitely dealing with some weird necrotic energies here, but
especially after last night, after listening to everything that went on at that meeting.
So what does the professor get up to this?
All right, well, first, I read through this.
Yes.
Second of all, thinking about everything that everyone had been talking about, I'm going to hit the streets and see if I can find Deo, because I want to ask him about where he crossed over.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and give me
Is Fae Wild? Yeah, they're members of the Wild. It's Wild. I'm not really great at this, but I succeed partially. I roll an 8.
Okay, so yeah, you are able to find Deo. He's actually back at the fairgrounds, kind of helping to tidy up any of the lesser Fae who are basically reliant upon the more mundane means to pack and get out.
Okay.
And basically just helping to clean up the fairgrounds and get rid of the last remaining traces of the trods here.
Okay.
And hey, professor, how's it going?
Ah, Deo, I was looking for you. I've got a question for you, if you don't mind answering.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, where did you cross over to here?
Oh, actually, I had came over from
on the Mayflower. What are you talking about?
I was born here. What do you? I came from Colorado.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's
is that what they call it, Colorado?
Yeah, that's where.
I mean,
I'm from
Deo, holding up the little chain with the emblem.
Yeah,
I do kind of know. I was hoping that you came through in Colorado.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know if you had come through here in the city somewhere.
And when you brandish the emblem, he's definitely kind of makes a move to both to grab it and kind of just push it down out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it's not like I'm waving it above my head. And
it's like, yeah, yeah, no, I definitely, yes, that's, I had come from that direction. I don't know. I just,
I hear there may be maybe portals around here. Not that I'm looking to go through, but I didn't know if you were aware of places of power or some energies collecting in this town.
Well, we kind of make our own paths where possible. I mean, there's definitely thinner places, but you tend to have to take a bit of a detour if you're wanting to use any of those around here to get back to the Fae. So, definitely in the cemetery in the middle of town, that's tends to be a way you could, but going into a kind of dark place there.
No, someone else had been asking questions, and I figured because I'm someone that goes and seeks knowledge, and I might be able to help somebody, that's all. No, it's not for my own personal use or gain. I'm sure I'll see the cemetery soon enough.
No, for the most part, most of us that are already here on this side kind of have to get around more naturally. Like I say, we can get together and make enough effort to make more convenient paths, such as, you know, what we had to do here for the business that was done here. But
I wonder, do your people get involved in matters of life and death, end of the world type stuff?
Not if we can help it. I mean, court business tends to be fairly hazardous as it is, and that's even before getting involved with others.
And that's the court of light and dark, or?
Yeah, just basically the light and the dark and the summer and winter and just all the court.
Oh, okay.
Courts that,
but I mean, if push came to shove.
Yeah, I mean,
if your life was in jeopardy and yours and your friends and.
I mean, we definitely have our own warriors, but, and champions, but for the most part, we try to keep that to ourselves unless it's of particular benefit for us to do otherwise.
Well, a little bird told me that there may be trouble brewing. And I would say keep your ear to the ground. And if things look like they could be getting too out of control, either you make your way back to, he uses air quotes, Colorado, or you may be able to call in some assistance.
I've got a little pool. But I don't know if they're going to be hearing that there's trouble here. Like I say, for the most part, we probably kind of let it blow over and see who we can help out afterwards tends to be mostly the case.
Okay, very well. Okay, well, Dale, thank you so much for your time. Tip my hat. You did a fantastic job here yesterday. I certainly do appreciate it. And you have a good day.
Yeah, you too. I kind of need that.
I think it would be all right if I just keep it for a little while longer. I think it's actually helping in some other activities that I'm doing. Totally legal, I assure you.
I'm sure it is, but I really should get it back before it's missed.
Oh, I didn't know you had borrowed this. I thought this was something that you enchanted you. Now, who does this belong to?
A companion of mine.
Like a companion, girlfriend, companion, a boyfriend, or uncle who might be connected to some people with more problems than I care to deal with?
Yeah, uncle. And for the most part, he's a bit more influential than I am, but he's also a tricky person to deal with, so Yeah, I really would want to get back to him before he
notices that it's missing. I'm guessing maybe you borrowed this without his knowledge or approval.
Not exactly. I just am more worried about him asking a bigger price for its absence.
Ah, I see, I see. Well, Dale, I will return this to you, but I have a favor to ask of you.
Yeah?
In exchange for my silence, I won't be blabbing around, but next time Goblin Market comes back into town, I wasn't able to conclude all my business. I was hoping that maybe you could help me again to get into those areas that normally I would not be allowed into.
I think you're starting to be something of a person of note. I think it shouldn't be too hard with a bit more notice to get you a bit more exclusive access.
Excellent, excellent. All right, well, here you go, and I hand it back to him.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I'll keep in touch.
All right, thank you, Dale.
Yeah.
All right.
So, he helps pack up a few more cars and trucks and vans and gets people's wares put together and stowed away. And, as he's working on that, was there anyone else that had hit an advance?
I'm going to take my advance on to buy one mind, by the way.
One mind? All right. Alana uses it to increase her mind. That's good. And as it starts kind of getting a little bit later in the day, Klaus gets a call.
Yes.
Hey, this is Brett.
What do we have for me, Brett?
It looks like the crew that got sent up here, we're being told that we want to keep an eye on this chap guy.
That sounds like a good plan, actually.
Oh, okay. I don't know how much leeway. I mean, we're kind of supposed to rotate pairs here in shifts. I just wanted to give you a heads up that we're going to be watching things here a bit.
That is actually quite helpful. Let me know if you see anything odd.
All right. We're supposed to be watching him this week and try to get an idea of his day-to-day.
That would also be helpful. Quick note, he's quite a bit more than he seems.
That's...
Don't use his name if you can avoid it.
I'll let it be known.
All right.
I think I need to get back before they start wondering too much.
Certainly.
All right. Later.
Click. Wonder if I should told him more.
Nope.
I'm mostly not certain how much more information I can get away with without it being drawn to me.
Being a little later in the evening, the proxy, you had some phone calls you wanted to make there?
Yeah. I call Klaus.
Klaus, no! You get another call.
Yes.
Hello, Klaus.
Hi.
Were you aware that there was an attack on a Soul installation a couple of days ago?
Couple of days ago? No. I heard about something last night.
Oh, did that all go down last night?
Yesterday.
Okay, so then I'll say that.
Yeah, I heard about something, the police investigating the Soul site.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't happen to have had anything to do with that.
No, that isn't my sort of thing.
All right. Because had it been you, we would be very concerned as to why that would have happened.
Yeah, I understand. But I was not involved with that.
I'll try to figure him out.
Let's see.
Would it be him figuring me out, or would it be me doing the mislead, distractor trick?
I think we'll give him the figure someone out with you the potential to get in the way if it will make a potential difference. So if you want to roll that mind.
Okay. Don't worry, my mind is low. Oh, but I succeed partially.
Right. So.
But although it is right on the border.
Get in the way with wild.
Huh? Yep.
This bad.
Ooh.
Does that make it worse?
No, I don't.
On a hit, give them plus one or minus two to the roll on a 7 to 9. No.
Okay. So, yeah, I think that you still get the hold of two. And he'll get a hold of you, a hold of one on you as well. So if you got some questions here, you basically want Rob to answer for Klaus?
Yeah. I'll ask him who's pulling his character strings.
Not sure how to answer that one.
No, because I'm still acting of my own volition with information provided by Alana.
What do you think, Rodrigo? Is that acceptable?
I mean, if I can get that, that would be fine.
Oh, under volition of Alana?
Yeah. I just need that name.
Well.
So I don't care. I don't care if I get like 20 minutes of like, but I'm my own man afterwards.
Do you have a corruption move that says you can deny their request?
I don't have any corruption moves yet.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought there... I know I have
somehow
that...
not been corrupted.
Yeah, me neither. I haven't taken a single...
I think I'm the only one with corruption moves, which is hilarious.
That is kind of amazing. I think given your unfortunate role there, Robbie probably is able to work that out of you. That although you are following, you do fully believe and express and convince him that you're basically following your own impetus. There is association with Alana going on here. Now you do get a hold of one on him as well.
What's the proxy hoping to get from Hayes?
We are hoping to do some extensive renovations. Wink! you get 3 winks, one for each eye.
So, yes.
That's not terrifying at all.
There's going to be hot yoga. There's going to be lots of hot tubs.
Yeah. Yep. Gonna be hot springs full of lava. Every restaurant's gonna be frozen yogurt.
Maybe I really should have known.
But not,
with all
not
the dialogue.
Good news where you actually have
I'm
like
siding
Oreo
with the proxy, then.
Right?
He's making this sound better and better every time. Yeah.
Fountains are full of clam chowder. It'll be fine.
Mm. Till the summertime.
Ice cream, but just slightly worse.
So human.
So, yeah, that's, you know, what we want with Hayes is we want Hayes.
And bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, but Klaus, this is your town. Oh, my gosh. You're really going to sell out your town? Your territory?
I'm not selling anything out. I'm asking what he wants.
I don't know.
You were not here, sir.
I've known you long enough. I'm like that little conscience that's right there.
Conscious?
On your shoulder.
You're the devil on my shoulder.
Yeah, you're that little.
Might not remind you
devil
that this
on your
town.
Shoulder, devil on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Little devil in a white nightgown.
Yeah, if the angel one is the professor, that's pretty bad. Yes, we have designs on this town. And we would ask you to consider, if not aiding us directly, then staying out of it.
When I'd first asked you, you had said this shouldn't affect my business at all.
It should improve it, if anything. Things might get bad for the common man, but you are not common. And you should consider the alternative. If you don't want to reign in hell, will they even let you into heaven to serve?
I want neither heaven nor hell.
Well, then you have a decision coming, because it may become that much of a binary soon. Anyway, have a good Sunday. Think about it. I'll catch you later. Bye.
Western. All right. So you're satisfied with getting confirmation on the Alana on interference?
Oh, I guess I did get an additional question.
Yeah, you did.
Not really. No, I don't really see any of these questions benefiting me too much. He pretty much told me what his character worries might happen.
Mm. True. Fair enough.
So yeah, nope, I'm good.
Any, well, what does, Klaus, do you have any particular response to this situation?
I will text Alana. You were right.
There's nothing she loves more than hearing those three little words.
Probably not in this context, but...
Yeah. She'll respond, I wish I wasn't. And... we need to eliminate your rivals.
I'm not going to argue with that. But why?
Their presence is making things worse.
All right. Their presence here or their presence in general?
Certainly their presence around Hayes. For at least some of them, their presence in their existence.
Okay. How quickly does this need done?
I don't think it's a tonight sort of problem. So the more information you can gather on numbers, bases, alliances, vulnerabilities, the better we can handle this. The taking out the leadership is most important. You can feel free to absorb any members you want that are native.
Native?
Yeah. Like, from, we'll say, the greater Kansas area as opposed to the lower plains.
I see. Let me see what I can get for information.
Thanks. What made you sure that I was right?
It called.
And they confirmed?
Yes.
Huh. I'm surprised. Was that a part of a pitch?
Something like that, yeah.
Tempting?
Kind of.
That is their nature.
All right. Let me get to work on Delgado's crew.
All right. Keep me in the loop. I'll help however I can.
Okay. Jake Dawson is dead, isn't he?
You definitely haven't heard from him or seen him
or bitten his neck in the last 24 hours. Or tickled his feet.
He was a vampire, wasn't he? Or was he actually a human?
He was a human.
Oh, okay. So last time I talked to him, it was the other guy inside him. Mm-hmm. Or controlling him or whatever. He wasn't at the hotel when we got there? It was just Ethan?
Yes. Ethan and the other vamps.
Yeah. I don't care about the other vamps.
Including Brett.
Well, I care about one of the other vamps.
Kind of.
The rest of them are dead. So yes. They are. I do have his contact information. I'm going to get myself another burner phone and text that.
Yeah, you don't get any response.
I will text Brett and see if he has any chance of getting away from the rest for right now.
Yeah, he responds. Yeah, I can head out. Say I'm getting a bite.
Meet me at such and such.
Okay.
I'll say it's midday, right?
It's probably later in the evening.
Okay. Where would be crowded on a Sunday?
Bars.
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 The queue.
Which is a bar.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bar and grill, though.
Yeah.
Bar.
That's different. You can take a grill in there.
Hamburger joint.
Really yes. Good burger
you
joint.
You can take a grill in there.
Yeah. You can go in there, you get a burger.
A good burger.
Mm-hmm. But not good burger. Because we don't want to get sued.
Right. And also, orange soda is expensive.
Mm.
Anyway, yes. I'll have him meet me at the queue.
Okay. Yeah, he meets you at the queue, wanders in, sits down at the table, booth, whatever.
Yeah. Trying to have my back to the door so as if someone else shows up, they don't.
Hey, so what do you need?
Soul's trying to bring about hell on Earth. Or at least hell in Hades.
That seems bad.
Right. We need you guys to be out of town soon.
Huh. I don't know. Delgado's kind of tenacious. I need to find some way to sell her on that.
Mostly right now, it just needs to be you guys can lay off your current gig. You don't need to convince her that she needs to leave Hayes alone, just that what you're doing isn't of use any longer.
I don't know. If we can convince her that it might be more trouble than it's worth, not sure how.
See if you can get one of the guys to confront your target.
I mean,
here's his business card.
Okay.
Anybody that talks about him enough can draw his attention.
Okay. I'll see what I can do to get maybe some undue attention on some guys.
That should do it. At least get her away from the mess for right now. And once you're back, I need as much information as you can get.
Yeah, I'll see what we can do. I think I can arrange something.
All right. Keep me posted.
Sounds good.
Do I need to call in a debt for this?
You probably have to call in a debt.
Woo, I get a Mark Knight.
So he basically heads out, pocketing the card. Seems to be a bit thoughtful. And he heads out into the night, where all sorts of beings and creatures lurk. One of the lurkier creatures out there
I really hope we cut to Steven now.
Oh, hello there.
Not so lurking well. Up there, local Denny's.
No Denny's, unfortunately. IHOP, though.
Mm. 24 hours.
In a row?
Not in a row. Come on, that's madness. This place, truly make this place hell.
I say, unless it's all you can eat pancake time.
Mm. That'd make this place heaven.
It's actually peanut butter jelly time.
No.
That's what time it is. I didn't make it up.
No.
So, yes.
Speaking of evil darkness.
Speaking of evil darkness. What's Ian doing out this time of night?
Ian has found the highest place to perch in the city, which is clearly the grain elevator on Main Street.
It's not on Main Street.
On Main Street,
it's like on, gun. It's between 7th and 12th Street.
Yeah.
A block off of Main Street.
Three blocks off of Main Street.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Live here.
Three whole blocks. Well, actually, it is Hayes, so that's like a quarter of the city. Anyway, Ian is utilizing the cover of darkness and night to brood over his city and maybe spy on people from the top of a grain elevator with a daemon. You can do that with a daemon.
Yes. You you do definitely do a lot of lurking and spying, and don't see too much of interest other than college kids being their general drunk and disorderly ways. Got a one house actually like right down below you where it seems to be a pretty good sized party going on there. And seems to be pretty ruckus, but beyond that, nothing too out of the ordinary.
Nobody looks evil.
No.
Nobody looks like they're on a list.
Nope, you don't see anyone that would be really list worthy right now.
Do I see anyone that I know is in the employ of the P word, whose name we don't say?
Under the employ of the P word?
Yes.
I would say not as far as Zeroware.
That's actually King Crimson's better album, Under the Employ of the P word. Well, heck. I suppose I shall have to leap down from the top of the grain elevator.
Hours later.
Yes, quite the fall and one superhero landing later.
Yeah, of course, superhero landing. Superhero landing with the coat.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely a nice billowing out. As basically straighten out, you do see a woman with her own long coat. Hers white and with red-haired woman approaches you. Do you know this as Karen, something of a holy adventurer in these areas?
Does she look angry?
She doesn't look angry.
Does she look murdery?
No.
I cross my arms and look as nonchalant as possible.
Hello, Ian.
Well, fancy meeting you here.
I suppose. You do like to lurk about, don't you?
It's all part of the package.
Well, I've heard that you've been getting into some situations recently.
Well, vermin do hide in the shadows. Sometimes they find me.
I suppose. I am concerned about what shadows you might be sniffing into recently.
Why, whatever could you mean?
There's an individual about town who's of some power.
He certainly is.
Yes. Unfortunately, there's a bit of a situation there, though.
How do you mean?
It seems that my organization has a bit of a investment in hoping to see his plan come to fruition.
That seems like a rather sizable conflict of interest, wouldn't you say?
Perhaps, but we are kind of two sides of the same coin, and we feel that his plan will ultimately help us gather more strength and influence if Hayes is made something of an example of.
That would seem to be a problem.
Would it?
It certainly would.
Now, I have done some digging, and it doesn't seem this being has had any particular hand in your situation.
He has his hands in many pies.
I suppose, but from what we've been able to gather, he's not responsible for what happened to you.
Some might say that responsibility is universal.
I guess some might. But ultimately, we've been made aware that this being has crossed paths and crossed blades with someone important to you. We were just hoping that you might see it to convince her and any companions to not get involved in any confrontation.
And what possible motivation could I have to do that?
Well, we've heard that there's been some unfortunate exchanges, and we're afraid that you might be looking for some kind of payback. If you could instead convince her that perhaps this would be a bit too dangerous for her to try to prevent.
Well, I'm afraid if you've come looking for someone who can change Alana's mind, you've come to the wrong place.
Well, that is unfortunate to hear. His plans are really a stepping stone, ultimately, to the confrontation we need to truly be victorious and make this world what it truly needs to be.
So I'm either with you or against you.
You can be neither. Again, don't think that he will go unpunished. Just, there's a certain way that these things have to go.
There are a number of people on these streets and in these homes and in the cars and the parking lots of this city who deserve oblivion. And they will get it.
I would agree with that. There is plenty of sin and depravity here.
But I don't believe that it's the majority. And I don't believe that this will serve your ends the same way that you think it does.
Well, unfortunately, that seems to be the decision that we're going with at this time. Again, if we really want to rally the people to our side, we need to show them what they'd truly be fighting.
So you've come to me for rational discourse in the hopes that I'll respond in a rational manner.
That is the thought.
Wow. You truly have come to the wrong place. You're 2 for 2. One more strike, and I think you're no longer at bat.
Well, I just wanted to let you know our position here. Unfortunately, if you do choose to oppose this being and his foul works, I'm afraid we might have to prevent your interference.
Do spare me the veiled threats. They're not your bailiwick. I think you of all creatures should know that what I do, what we do, may not necessarily be easily set aside. And I think you know, in fact, I know you know, that this question will fall on deaf ears. I recommend that you let your organization know that whatever plans they have should not include this gentleman.
Okay, I will let them know your opinion.
It's not an opinion, my love. He is not long for this or any world.
That we would agree. But again, the processes need to be right. But I'm afraid I will have to bid you a good evening.
I'm going to try and Batman exit before she does.
She just turns around and walks
off. Batman exit. She goes one way, I go the other, and everybody pretends they don't know where we are.
I think that's a good place to stop this week. Thank you so much for checking us out. If you enjoyed this episode and you want to hear maybe episodes a week early, commercial free, we just need to hit that next goal, and you can help us hit that goal by going to patreon.com/majorspoilers. If you have questions, emails in the future, yes, your emails coming up in the future, and you can send us your questions at podcast@majorspoilers.com. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls succeed at least partially.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.